There's a lot going on at the General Assembly today. Here's what we can confirm. The North Carolina House and Senate have reached a deal on the state budget. Here's what we cannot confirm. Reports that changes to House Bill 2 are in the works. WFAE's Tom Bullock is here to walk us through what's going on in Raleigh. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mark.
We'll get to details on the budget in a moment, but first I do want to ask about the reports that leaders of the North Carolina House are considering changes to HB 2. What do we know right now?
Well, this news was first reported by WBTV, and they posted a draft of legislation which, it seems, would make some changes in House Bill 2. They do not say where they got the draft from, and the draft lists no sponsors. We reached out to Representative Dan Bishop, the Republican from Mecklenburg County who sponsored the bill, to try to see if he can confirm the report. Bishop has yet to respond to our request, but Charles Jeter, a Republican representative from Huntersville, did respond. He texted the General Assembly, quote, continues to work on many pieces of legislation as we wind down the session, and HB 2 is a part of that. House Speaker Tim Moore has yet to comment on this news, but the leaked draft is being treated seriously by Democratic Representative Chris Scrow, who is also the executive director of Equality NC, an LGBT advocacy group. Scrow held a press conference earlier today, which he began by saying this.
Once again, NCGA leadership is trying to move legislation in the dark of the night without time for input or evaluation. Once again, the General Assembly is ready to cut and run at a high price to the LGBT community.
So, Tom, he's clearly not a fan of these possible changes.
That's right, Mark. In fact, he's referring to this draft as House Bill 2.0. Again, we cannot confirm this is a leaked draft of a serious proposal, but if it is, here's what it would do. First, it makes no changes to the controversial bathroom provisions, which dictate that people use the public restroom, locker room, and similar facilities that comport with the sex on their birth certificate. But it does make the following changes. It would create a mechanism where a transgender individual who has undergone sexual reassignment can get a certificate from the state that allows them to use a different restroom. It would also increase punishment for sexual crimes and illicit peeping if those crimes take place in a bathroom, locker room, shower, or similar facility. And the draft calls for an anti-discrimination task force to be created by the Speaker of the House and the Senate pro tem, which would review how claims of discrimination are handled in the state. Finally, Mark, and this part is a bit wonky, it calls for federal anti-discrimination standards to be followed in the workplace with an exception, biological sex designations in single-sex bathrooms or changing facilities. And House Bill 2 removed the right of everyone to sue for discrimination in state court. This draft has a section about restoring that right, but it still gives the authority to investigate these claims to a state-run commission, not a court.
All right, we'll definitely stay tuned on that, but let's talk about the state budget. The Senate is expected to vote on that measure today, and it looks like teachers will be getting a pay raise.
That's right, and they're actually debating the measure as we speak. The pay raise will come especially for mid-career educators. The raises are split into tiers, but the average amount is about 4.7%. There will be a 1.5% raise for all other state workers and a one-time cost of living increase for state retirees of 1.6%. And the budget calls for more first-grade teachers to reduce class sizes. It fixes tuition at three UNC schools to $500 per semester starting in 2018. And it provides those schools with $40 million in order to offset the lost tuition revenue. The budget also dramatically increases the private school voucher program, Mark. It's what's known as the Opportunity Scholarship. Currently, the state pays out about $40 million for the program. That number will grow over the next 10 years to more than $130 million annually.
Mm-hmm. And what about the proposed income tax cut?
Well, that is still in there as well. It's an increase to what's known as the zero tax bracket. That's how much money you make before the state starts levying income tax. That amount will grow to $17,500 over the next 2 years.
Tom, there must be something that didn't make it into the budget. What's that?
There always is, Mark. The big item that was left on the table this year was a proposed change in environmental rules governing runoff flowing into rivers and streams and lakes and similar bodies of water. The Senate wanted to gut those rules and let a committee of political appointees set new guidelines, but that was stripped out by negotiators.
WFAE's Tom Bullock, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.